Welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. My next guest this morning is hoping to take decades of experience in the federal government to the Utah legislature. Josie Valdez spent 23 years working for the U.S. Small Business Administration, managing a nearly nine-figure budget, and has lived in Utah since the early 1970s. Now she's a candidate for the Utah Senate in District 8, representing Murray, Midvale, Cottonwood Heights, and parts of Holiday and Sandy. And she's already cleared her first hurdle, defeating former State Representative Ty McCartney in a primary election last month. Valdez joins me now in the studio to discuss her experience and why she's hoping to join her husband, State Representative Mark Wheatley, in the Utah legislature. And Josie, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here.
Listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments for Utah Senate candidate Josie Valdez this morning. Our number is 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Well, Josie, tell me a little bit about how you first came to work for the federal government.
Well, that was back in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. I had just graduated from Westminster College, which, by the way, is a great college for great learning and great education. And I had worked for the federal government before and wanted to go back and serve in citizens of Utah. And so I interviewed and started working for the Small Business Administration.
And tell me about what you did there.
I started off working in the business development division. Mm. I was one of the first women to enter that arena and work with some great male role models that I learned a lot from, but realized that I had a lot of experience and could move into the management area. Pretty soon, I became assistant director at the Small Business Administration after moving up the ladder and made a whole lot of contributions to our growing small businesses throughout the state of Utah.
And tell me a little bit about the specifics of what that job involves. What kind of leadership responsibilities did you have, and what kind of budgeting responsibilities did you have there?
Well, let me tell you, working as a woman in a federal government environment is a challenge in itself. Hmm. It is a tremendously heavily male-dominated environment, and working through that system was a challenge in terms of proving yourself and your ability to perform. So I always overperformed, but found that that was very well rewarded at the end, because excellence is always recognized, no matter where it comes from. And the ability to perform above and beyond expectations is always rewarded in time. So what I did was I managed various programs that reached out to the small business community in Utah, and I've always been an innovator and a very creative kind of person, and realized early that a lot of people in the state of Utah are very independent-minded and don't particularly want to rely on the federal government. So my challenge was, how do I get people to understand that it's their tax dollars and that the programs are there to help them grow and become strong business owners, become independent, become contributors of our community? So I put my creativity and innovativeness in high gear. And throughout my career, developed and carried out, coordinated a whole lot of programs that took these programs down to the grassroots, to the people, so they could use them, understand them, and feel that they were not relying on the federal government, mm-hmm. but they were using their own resources, their tax dollars, for their personal growth, business growth, and expression, and moving forward in our community.
And Josie, as you know, here in Utah, we always hear almost solely negative things about the federal government. It's a bloated bureaucracy. There's waste and misspending and everything. What was your experience like compared to, you know, what we hear said about the federal government in Utah?
Well, you know, sometimes people have a reason for those perceptions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the employees are not as motivated as they might be. Perhaps the programs are not explained, and people take it for granted that they're in a position of federal strength and they don't really have to work very hard because they can stay within the bureaucracy for years and years. And so the first thing that I did was review the actual output and the actual outreach that the agency for which I was working was doing, mm-hmm. and realized that they weren't really doing that good a job of working out into the community and reaching to the grassroots. And so I went to the top and said, we can do better. And I wrote a strategic paper on things that we could do to change our image, to change our outreach, mm-hmm. to change how we actually implemented programs. And it took years. It was a very slow and gradual process. But I said, the first thing we have to do is admit that we have not been doing a good enough job and then find ways that we can improve. And we began step by step to do that. And I began programs to really reach out to church groups, to civic groups, to social groups, to individuals, and to say, we have some programs that you can take advantage of that will help you as a business and you as an individual, mm-hmm. and let me tell you about it. And we begin to build relationships. And guess what? Communication really does work.
We're speaking with Josie Valdez. She's a candidate for the Utah Senate in District 8. It includes Murray, Midvale, Cottonwood Heights, and parts of Holiday and Sandy. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255, with your questions and comments for Josie this morning. Josie, how do you think your experience in federal government translates into a role in the state legislature?
Well, my role in particular was very much business development oriented. Mm-hmm. However, I managed a myriad of programs, something like 27 programs, programs for women, programs for young entrepreneurs, program for persons with disabilities, minorities, women, young entrepreneurs. I was the communications information officer for the agency also. Mm-hmm. So it was important for me to communicate in a very clear way about what we had to offer so that the programs weren't just a program in writing but were actually used programs. I also gained the experience on how to secure the actual participation and involvement of individuals in these various groups in a program that they might have otherwise either not known about, not cared about, and felt that it was inappropriate perhaps for them to be involved because of our independent spirit. So right. It was important for me to communicate clearly and to actually carry out programs. Those techniques and those talents and those abilities are very, very important as a representative of any group, particularly when you're trying to be senator and be a spokesperson for the issues and ideas and concerns of a whole lot of varying groups with different ideas, different values, and different emphasis on same issues, but their degree of interest varies from constituency to constituency.
So how have you kept busy and stayed involved in other community efforts since retiring from the federal government?
Well, I've been retired for 6 years, and all during my life here in the state of Utah, I've been very, very involved in community. I've been involved in a myriad of things, of organizations, on boards, commissions, volunteer groups, presenter, instigator, and I have stayed busy because I became unhatched. As a federal employee, I was restricted by the Hatch Act. And although I've always been an active Democrat, I was actually registered as an independent so that I could represent the interest of all small businesses in a very neutral way. When I retired, I was so excited and told everybody that I was now unhatched and was really going to become involved in politics. So since then, I have continued my involvement as a volunteer in civic and social organizations, as a leader. I've been president or board member of many organizations, but also as just a contributing member. But I also became very, very politically involved.
And so you actually ran as the lieutenant governor nominee for the Democratic Party back in 2008. It was against John Huntsman. Obviously, that would have been a very tough election for the Democrats to win. But what did you take away from that experience?
You know, we knew that John Huntsman had an 85-87% right. approval rating. We knew that we were not going to win. However, it was a wonderful opportunity for us to carry our message, mm-hmm. our message that we are a part of this community, that we're contributors to this community, that our values are the same basic values of all Utahns. We want good, strong families. We want a good, honest, transparent government. We want clean air and clean water. We want a good, strong education for our children. We want a government that will represent the people and will be transparent and accessible. All the basic values that are Utah values are democratic values because we're all individuals and human beings. And it was important to get that message out. The other message that was so important to me as a Latina woman and so active in our Latino community, but also a woman, is that we have moved in progress to a point that we are very strong and active contributors to our community, that we are educated, that we're strong, that we've been involved, that we are recognized as leaders, that people come to us for our opinion and our input because we are proven leaders, not only in the Latino community of which we are a part, but of the general community because we have become problem solvers. And these problems affect all of our community. And that was very important to me. And as I traveled throughout the state and I was introduced, because perhaps my running mate, who was Bob Springmeyer running right. for governor, could not make it, I went in his stead. And I would be introduced, and very often I was introduced as Jose. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you our gubernatorial candidate, Jose Valdez. And
oh,
people
boy.
Would clap. And then I would go up to the stage and people were still expecting me to perhaps present the introduction, the in-depth introduction, and they kept waiting for Jose. So it was a real exciting adventure to educate mindset, to begin to change perception of who we as Latinas and Latinos are in the state, and particularly in agricultural areas where their image tends to be that we're the farmers, we're the workers, we're the pickers of the fruit and the vegetables, we're the people in the restaurants, to begin to change image of the growing Latino population in the state of Utah, and also women, and how astute we are and politically and educationally prepared to assume leadership positions.
We're speaking with Josie Valdez. She's a Democratic candidate for the Utah Senate. Give us a call at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255 to join us on the air. Josie, why was this year the right year for you to run for the state Senate? What made you say, here's an opportunity and this is the time to go for it?
Well, I've been involved in politics for quite some time. Mm-hmm. My husband, Representative Mark Wheatley, and I have been involved in other people's candidacies for many, many years. We worked mm-hmm. on Rocky Andersons. We worked on Ted Wilson's. We were volunteers for Cora Deeney. I mean, we've been involved for a long, long time. Mark ran, and I served as his campaign manager for several of his terms. Mm-hmm. When the announcement was made by Senator Karen Morgan that she was not going to run, which was not until the Monday, the last week of the session.
Right, I remember that.
I didn't know anything about it. And I was at home doing volunteer work, and Mark was in session. He actually was the one who called me right after she made the announcement to say, honey, I think this is something you may want to consider. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let me give it some thought. This is news to me because of the redistricting, we had been under Senator Davis, Gene Davis's mm-hmm. Territory. And I had not become aware that I was now in Karen Morgan's, and it was a completely different geographic area. So I called up Sherry Swenson at the county and said, I need to check exactly which district I'm in. And she said, yes, you're in Senate District 8, and Karen Morgan will be your senator, and you are now in that district. So that took about 5 minutes, and I called Mark back, and I said, I'm going to do it. This is the year. I am prepared. I am the candidate. I have the experience. I have the fire in the belly. I have the know-how. I have the strength. I have the connections to be the next senator for District 8. I'm really quite excited and grateful to the support that my husband has provided me to spur me on and to say, this is your year.
And so you've already cleared your first hurdle kind of in this campaign. You recently won a primary election against your Democratic opponent, a former state lawmaker himself, Ty McCartney. Tell me about what that process was like, campaigning against another Democrat here in Salt Lake County, and how you were able to win.
Well, it's never easy to campaign against one of your own fellow Democrats because we are one family with one goal, and common goals. However, the victory is what you're going for. And so you have to strategize on how you're going to do that. My strategy was very simple. I have three specific areas, Cottonwood Heights, Murray, and Midvale, with three very different constituencies. I have the endorsement of Mayor Seguin. I went to her and we talked. And the reason that that was so important is that I've been involved in the Midvale community, working with that community on various projects, on various committees, on various civic and cultural events. And I know that community and know their needs. They are a low-income, very hardworking constituency. I am very, very familiar with Midvale. I've lived there for 17 years with my husband and my family, and am involved with that community and know of their needs as blue-collar, middle-income constituents. And I'm very familiar with Cottonwood Heights, having been assistant director at the Small Business Administration and worked with businesses out in that area. So I developed a separate strategy for each of those communities, and I walked and I knocked on doors, and I walked some more, and I knocked on more doors, and I made a lot of phone calls. Now, the other thing that I did is I am very perturbed at the high cost of campaigns. I much rather give $10,000, which is spent on the primary, to some organization, a charitable organization, a 501c3, that will use that for human good. But the reality is that that's what it takes to win. But I got most of my support from individuals who gave $25, $50, a lot of them, because I don't want to be beholden to any one group, however, knowing that is part of the process. But for the primary, I said, let's prove to the world that any Joe or Josie can win just being supported by the common people of our community.
So, Josie, your platform, part of your platform is the three E's, economy, education, and the environment. Briefly go over what exactly it is you bring to the legislature or want to bring to the legislature when it comes to these three areas.
These three areas are very important. They are, of course, education, our economic vitality, and our environment. They are embraced by a bigger theme of families first. It's so important in the state of Utah that our families are supported in these three areas. We need to educate. Everybody supports education, but it's so important and connected to all of the other E's. We have to continue to support education, but not just in words, but in actual dollars and in actual deeds that will really reduce our class sizes, that will really support our teachers with the supplies they need, that will really bring the dollars that are available. And we need to look at our legislators and say, don't just talk the talk. Let's begin to do something about it. Let's begin to find ways to fund our schools. We're not going to reduce class sizes without additional dollars. So where are we going to find the dollars? And actually begin to look at ways that we are going to turn around this issue of being last in the country for education. It's so important. It's important because how we educate our kids then impacts on our economic vitality and our economic growth, because so many companies need a good, strong, educated workforce to then continue to grow and to keep Utah number one in the economic environment. Because I've been assistant director at the Small Business Administration for so many years, I'm intimately involved in and know the needs of small businesses. We need to continue public policies that will foster the growth of small businesses, because they are the ones who really create the dollars in our economy. We also need to support the larger businesses and continue to bring businesses to Utah and have an educated workforce that the companies will come here and then put out the dollars that then have the multiplier effect throughout our country in terms of raising household income levels and spending capacities. And then, of course, the environment. The environment is, we're going to live or die with clean air, clean water, those kinds of things that keep our environment clean and healthy. In the Cottonwood Heights area, it's particularly a high priority. But in all of the other areas, we do not want to have a situation that exists now where our children can't go out to recess because it's a red day. Mm-hmm. If you look out today, of course it's with the fires, but it's really ugly out there. And so we need to look at ways that we can continue to put our environment as a priority, but also educate people about it and know that our environment is also involved in our economic vitality because of our ski industry and so many of our recreational industries. So they're all interconnected. These three E's are vital to the continued growth and survival of our great state of Utah.
And Josie, our time is short, but getting to the campaign aspect here. So this district, as you were talking about, includes Murray, Midvale, Cottonwood Heights, bits of Sandy and Holiday as well. Is this a swing district, you know, really could go either Republican or Democratic? And if so, how would you plan to win?
District 8 is a mix. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting animal. The Midvale area has traditionally been Democratic. Mm-hmm. The Murray area, and by the way, I just got Mayor Dan Snar, Mr. Mustache's endorsement this week. Blue collar as it is, it tends to vote Democratic. Mm-hmm. Cottonwood Heights has been a swing district. We don't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting year with Mitt Romney at the top of the ticket. I know that most of our area is tremendously independent-minded. That's part of our Utah heritage. And many of them will vote the candidate. I think that when they hear my platform and hear my experience and my desire to make sure that all three areas are equally represented up at the Capitol, Murray, Midvale, and Cottonwood all have the same focus up at the Capitol, I think that these independents will listen to my message and will vote for Josie Valdez for Senate District 8.
Now, if elected and your husband, Mark Wheatley, is reelected, you will be the first husband-wife team there in the legislature. Is that something you'd look forward to?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon. It's certainly not key to either his election or my election, but it is an interesting historical fact. The fact that my husband, Representative Mark Wheatley, and myself have been married for 27 years and share a great interest in making our community strong is what brings us to where we are today. Not necessarily that we're going to be the first couple that serves up there together, but that we are two individuals who happen to be married who passionately care about our citizens and our community. That is going to be the interesting thing.
And finally, Josie, if elected, how do you think you'd be able to do a fair job representing the interests of both your Democratic and your Republican constituents, since, as you mentioned, there's plenty of both in the district?
There are both in the district. And the way is this. We have the same values, Republicans, Democrats, independents, all the other parties. We want the same things. I want good, strong families. I want clean water. I want clean air. I want good, strong education. These basic values are neither Republican nor Democrat. They are values of Utahns, and I will represent those basic values.
We've been speaking with Josie Valdez. She is a candidate for Utah Senate District 8, the Democratic nominee. The district includes Murray, Midvale, Cottonwood Heights, parts of Holiday and Sandy as well. And Josie, thank you very much for your time and for joining us on Politics Up Close.
Thank you.
Politics Up Close is a production of KCBW News. Listen to the show every Friday morning at 9 and Sunday morning at 6, and download podcasts of all our interviews online at kcpw.org. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us this morning.